Hi, I'm back again. Well, let's see, it was about a week ago now. Well, I left our main elements up there, up by Chu Lai there, where we were living, and came down here to join the new battalion of the 101st that just got in country. This battalion is the 3rd of the 506th. They are a brand new country. The rest of the 101st Airborne is coming over in about January, I believe. In the meantime, this battalion will be attached to the 1st Brigade, which I've been working for here for the last 8 months now. And what we did, they had two facts that were attached to them. And we sent one of them up north to kind of get some on-the-job training up there, and he's going to be taking over as ALO. His name is Major Sexton, and the other FAC is Major Pratt, and he stayed down here, and I came down here. So what we're trying to do is kind of spread our experience around, and I'm helping him get checked into the FAC business, and then Major Sexton's learned how to be ALO up there with our gang up at Chu Lai. So I've been down here now for the at Phan Rang, which is the 101st Airborne headquarters in Vietnam. This is our rear that I've mentioned a few times. They call it, that's the Army's term for it, the rear. And this is where they have all their all personnel and finance and all the administrative end of the war. And whenever they have replacements come in country, they come to this area first. And they go through some proficiency training and learn all the latest things as far as briefings, intelligence, and that sort of thing, and then they're sent up to the front. Although it's hard to use the term front in this war because there is no front, really. They're just sent to an area. 3 days ago, the 3rd of the 506 went to the field. We're working in an area just south of Phan Rang, about 15 miles. If you look on your map, you'll notice a sort of a large peninsula type thing jutting out there just straight south of Phan Rang. Well, that's the area we're working in. We're mainly securing Highway 1, which you'll notice runs right down through a pass down in there. We're trying to secure this part of the highway moving on down to the south towards Phan Thiet. So we're not having much contact right now, just a little bit of sniper fire here and there, but it is a good operation to get this battalion checked out on the whys and wherefores and the methods that we use here in Vietnam. And they'll be joining the rest of the brigade here in about 2 to 3 weeks. The rest of the brigade is coming south, and then we will all go together on some big operation, which I can't really tell you about right now. We've had a little excitement out since I've gotten here. One thing happened, Typhoon Emma came through, and it turned out to be kind of a fizzle by the time it got here. It wasn't much of a typhoon anymore. Of course, as you know, when it went through the Philippines, it tore things up pretty bad. I think it was named Emma. I can't remember for sure now. Anyway, I took our airplane and went down to Phan Thiet to get down out of the high winds and rain, and it turned out we didn't really get them here. But anyway, I spent a night down there and stayed in the MACV headquarters compound in Phan Thiet, which was pretty nice. One other thing, General Westmoreland came in. Of course, the 101st is his favorite outfit, and he came in personally to give a pep talk, you might say, to the 3rd of the 506 before they started out on their first operation here. And afterwards, he came over, and our staff, of which I'm a member, the battalion staff, we gave him a briefing on our operation, and he ate lunch with us. So we got to talk to him and shake hands with him and everything. And it was very interesting. He certainly is an outstanding individual. He's the kind of guy that really makes you kind of stand there in awe and look at him. Very intelligent, very down to earth, very knowledgeable, just a very impressive officer. That's the only way you can say it, I guess. Here, a couple of nights ago, we had a CH-47, which is a very large twin rotor helicopter, had to crash land. It landed on a little peninsula type thing, kind of a sandbar really, sticking out into the ocean down south of here. And I went down to give it some protection. I capped it, which is a combat air patrol. And I had some fighters overhead in case Charlie tried to get real cute and take some radios out of the chopper. And this was almost dark, and I also called a Swift boat, which is a Navy boat that's got 81 millimeter mortars and 50 caliber machine guns on it. I had one of those come up to offer protection in case we had to leave it there all night. And meanwhile, the choppers flew a couple other pilots in there, and they worked on the engine, and the tide was rising, and I was afraid it was going to float that thing out to sea. I don't know if it'll float or not, but it looks like a big boat. Anyway, they got it fixed and cranked it up, just flew it right out of there. It sure looked funny, lifting up out of the ocean, and it was a little bit of excitement for everybody there for a few minutes. I've met several old buddies again here at Phan Rang. I have two or three of my old 100 classmates from Luke are flying 100s here at Phan Rang. And also I've met a couple people in operations that were some people I'd known a long time ago. There's also several of my old students here flying 100s. So as usual here in Vietnam, it's old home week and getting to meet a lot of old friends again. Well, I think by now you have probably received my slides and my tape on the Hawaii trip, and of course it was just really outstanding, the finest days I've ever spent in my life, I think. And of course Wayne's looking forward to it now, and I'm trying to give him all the information I can think of as far as places to go and things to see and do in Hawaii, which are several, of course. And of course he was telling me all about his Bangkok trip and places to go there, and I'm hoping to get there before I leave and perhaps pick up a few trinkets to go home with. I'm kind of anxiously awaiting my assignment right now. I should be hearing here in the next month, I should think, as to where I'm going to be going. So I'll let you know as soon as I find something out on that score. We're getting a lot of kind of dusty weather down here. It reminds me of West Texas. Phan Rang doesn't get much rain all year round. It's quite dry here. It was nice to get out all that rain up at July, but it's right below the monsoon here. We get the winds, but we don't get the rain, and so it ends up being pretty dusty. But I guess you have to put up with some kind of necessary evils around here. I guess dust is better than rain. I'm not sure, though. Well, I think I've covered all the highlights to date. I'll try and get a tape off to you a little sooner, or some letters or something from here on, now that we're getting halfway settled down again. In the meantime, keep things going there at the home drum, and I hope to keep hearing from you. Darwin, same to you, and I sure appreciate it if you can get any more tapes over here. I've just about worn your others out. Well, we'll be seeing you all in the near future. 4 months is going to be gone before I know it. Well, bye-bye for now, and we'll see you. Oh, one more thing. Joe and the kids are just fine, just growing like weeds. Joe sent me some pictures, and boy, they sure are growing. They changed in a hurry, especially old Bradley. He's really turned into a great big old tiger already. And I guess I'm sure getting anxious to see them. Well, Joe got to the Army game. It's kind of too bad about that, wasn't it?